sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicky Barker in.
Did it.
Britain's Labour Party leader Keir Starmer celebrating an election victory that will reshape British politics for Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
The British people have delivered a sobering verdict tonight.
After 14 years in power, the party of Margaret Thatcher and Boris Johnson. Its worst election defeat since the last Labour landslide in 1997. Sunak is heading to Buckingham Palace this hour to submit his resignation to King Charles. Closer to home, a third House Democrat has called on President Biden to step down after last week's faltering debate performance. The president, though, making it clear during 4th of July festivities, he's staying put.
First Lady Jill Biden and Secretary Lloyd Austin made remarks first, then President Biden spoke for just a few minutes, thanking them for their service. At the end, he went to shake some hands and take some pics with the military members and their families when someone yelled out, "Keep up the fight. We need you." The president responded,
"I'm not going anywhere. All right."
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Mexico's tourist mecca, the Yucatan Peninsula, bracing for Hurricane Beryl. Here's CBS's Dave Malcolm.
Beryl is heading towards the resort areas here in Tulum, and while they are experts on providing food, water, and shelter to thousands, they can't necessarily do that in these glass-lined, ocean-facing rooms here during an oncoming hurricane. They just handed us this note that says, in part, "You will be relocated to our shelter and become our refugee."
Texas beaches evacuated after multiple shark attacks off South Padre Island. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has that.
Officials quickly deployed drones, boats, and a helicopter searching for sharks as stunned beachgoers looked on.
Out here to the beach, and beaches are shut down due to a shark.
On the country's 248th birthday, 42 new Americans celebrated on the country's most decorated battleship.
Among the new citizens taking the oath of allegiance on the USS New Jersey were 9 American troops. The citizenship candidates were all lawful permanent residents. They passed a history, civics, and language exam. Jonathan Munger joined his daughters as an American citizen.
I see freedom. I see this nation to be a great nation and a lot of opportunities.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
June employment numbers out later.
Wall Street is looking for about 192,000 jobs to have been added in June. So that would be a major cool down from the hugely hot jobs report we got back in May. And that was 272,000 jobs.
CBS's business correspondent Joe Ling Kent reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A shooting early this morning in Racine has reportedly left multiple victims injured, with one female suffering gunshot wounds to the chest and stomach. At around 2 a.m., police were called in near 22nd Street and Racine Street, where two initial victims were found and a third showed up at the hospital later. Initial reports indicate several houses and vehicles in the area were hit by bullets. Extra police were called to the scene and to the hospital to control the crowd. We're working on learning more about this developing story. A 21-year-old man was seriously injured this morning at Case Harmon Park in Racine when a firework exploded in his hand. That caused him to pass out. The first reports say that rescue teams found the man with a makeshift tourniquet on his arm to control the bleeding. He was rushed to the hospital for treatment. Summerfest wraps up its 2024 run this weekend. Headliners include AJR, Maroon 5, and Lil Uzi Vert. Festival goers can take advantage of special promotions, including free admission for food donations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers head to Dodger Stadium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers are in L.A. to open a 3-game holiday weekend series against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. Milwaukee's still in first place with a 6-game lead over St. Louis in the NL Central. The Dodgers in first place in the West with a 6.5-game lead over the Padres. Tonight will be the debut of 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale, picked up in that trade earlier this week with Tampa Bay, against the Dodgers veteran righty Taylor Glasnow, who played for the Rays and the Pirates nights before that. Last night in Denver, the Brewers' bats went cold. They lost 4-3 to the Rockies, who had jumped out to an early 3-0 lead. And although the Rockies are in last place, they managed to split the four-game series with the Brewers. Pat Murphy after the loss.
There was a ton of opportunities tonight, I think, and a couple miscues defensively that cost us, but it's tough to have the intensity every night, but we do keep it close, and I'm just, you catch me 15 minutes after the game, I'm going to be disappointed.
Manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon, with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at any point here throughout the day. Our high 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
But when I was a kid, the biggest food thing that happened to me, when they invented the Pop-Tart, the back of my head blew right off. You got to think back to when the Pop-Tart came out. It was the 60s. We had toast! We had shredded wheat. It was like wrapping your lips around a wood chipper. And in the midst of that dark and hopeless moment, the Kellogg's Pop-Tart suddenly appeared out of Battle Creek, Michigan, which, as you cereal fans know, is the corporate headquarters of Kellogg's, because it seems like a cereal Silicon Valley of breakfast super scientists conceiving of a frosted, fruit-filled, heatable rectangles in the same shape as the box it comes in. And with the same nutrition as the box it comes in, too. I don't know how long it took them to invent the Pop-Tart, but they must have come out of that lab like Moses with the two tablets of the Ten Commandments. The Pop-Tart is here! Two in the pocket! Two slots in a toaster! Let's see you screw this up. Why two? One's not enough. Three's too many. And they can't go stale because they were never fresh.
Just wait and see. You the Stones. Time is on my side. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen, and thanks for joining me, 6:09. It's not a Monday. It's a Friday. I know it feels like Monday, doesn't it? Because you had a big holiday yesterday. How'd you like it? Was it good? Yeah, we had a good time at the parade. I was there with Lou Regani in the parade yesterday. And we had a good time. I was going to go to the fireworks, but I started to walk. I had my chair with me. And I started to walk, and I just said, oh, I am so tired. Got to get up at 4:30. I'm not going to make it. So I walked a little bit, and I just said, I can't stay awake. Oh, but I heard it was I could hear the fireworks from my house last night. They sounded spectacular. Then I saw some pictures on Facebook this morning. They looked spectacular as well. So, yeah. So it was a good 4th of July. The weather held out. Good food on the 4th of July. But it feels like a Monday today. The good part is it's really Friday. So the weekend's coming up tomorrow. Partly sunny today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 77. Tonight, a chance of more showers and thunderstorms. Low 62. For Saturday, partly sunny. High 73. Sunny on Sunday with just a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 79. Right now, cloudy and 67 degrees here at Radio Park. From the Graduates, Simon and Garfunkel. Cuckoo Cachoo, Mrs. Robinson. I've only seen The Graduate. I haven't seen it all the way through. And for the movie lover I am, I can't believe I've never watched that movie through. I got to see that next time it's on Turner Classic Movies. Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson. Say, what's the most American food you can eat out there? Well, people voted online. Here you go. It's not something you grill, by the way, either. Everybody think, well, I got to grill. It's the most American food. No, fried chicken, followed by burgers, barbecue in general, buffalo wings, cheese steaks. Then comes biscuits and gravy, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I've never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my entire life. Never had peanut butter, never had jelly. What's the matter with me? Mac and cheese, one of my faves. Hot dogs, I love it. And apple pie. I've never tasted apple pie in my life. I know I'm weird, huh? Yeah, peanut butter and jelly and apple pie. Never had either one of them. 6:15 at WRJN. Oh, yeah. Roger McGuinn and the Birds and Mr. Tambourine Man. Cloudy, 67 degrees now at Radio Park. Short these songs were back in the 60s. I thought that song was at least 3 minutes. Only 2 minutes and 10 seconds. They didn't make a lot of 3 minute songs back then. I remember the first time I saw a 3 minute song, You Lost That Love and Feeling, 3 minutes and 3 seconds. And I said, oh, this song is so long. Because they were all 2 minute songs or less than 2 minutes back then. I'm Don Rosen at WRJN, local news and timeless hits for you here at 6:18 on your Friday morning. Even I have trouble saying Friday morning because. You know, the 5th of July always sounds like, you know, feels like the next, you know, Monday or something. But anyway, okay, a guy in Maryland plays the lottery last week. Random set of numbers. He was sitting in his car and he saw a stranger's license plate and he said, I'm going to bet on that. So he took the 6 numbers off the license plate and won $50,000. But how do you do that if there's some, like, letters on there? I guess you translate them into, you know, the numbers. How does he do that? People have these crazy ways. We had one last week where one guy had a fortune cookie, took his numbers out of there. One guy said his father said, never change your numbers in your entire life. And he didn't, and he won $1 million. I never had parental guidance like that on the lottery. I wish my dad would have taken me aside and said, son, we're going to talk about a lot of things today. You mean the birds and the bees? No, the lottery. I'm going to tell you how to, to win the lottery. My father never did that. And Kevin Bacon. Once put on a disguise, he said, and spent a day as a regular person, and he said it sucked. This is what he said. People were kind of pushing past me, not being nice. Nobody said, I love you, and I had to wait in line. Yeah, like the rest of us, right, Kevin?
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards, and big other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, Fountain SoHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com. Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word FUN to get your second drink for free.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
Hey, congratulations to our very own Earl Ingram. Mentioned on ABC World News last night, had his name on the screen. He got to interview President Biden, and they ran the interview yesterday on the 4th of July on the Civic Media stations. Yeah, they got to mention him right there on the screen. Congratulations, Earl.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before.
Warwick and the Spinners, then came you. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. A lot of fireworks going off last night. I don't mean the professional ones at the lakefront. I mean till 1 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's shooting stuff off, rocking my house. Question is, should fireworks be legal everywhere? Here's what the Americans say. 41% said yes. 35% said no. 24% are unsure. What about the guy with the three fingers and the eye patch? How does he feel about it? Every after the 4th of July, you always hear about people losing their hands, losing their eyes, losing their fingers, but they still want to play with fireworks. And to be honest with you, when I was a little kid, yes, I had firecrackers. Yes, they were illegal where I grew up. But, you know, as a little kid, we always got our hands at some firecrackers. Even sparklers were illegal where I grew up. You couldn't have anything. Punks. Remember the punks? You had those things, those little things you lit. That you can use. But that was no fun. Anyway, so yeah, I admit it, but you know, I don't know, this stuff has really gotten out of hand. It's very dangerous now. They have way beyond firecracker. I don't know what was going off in my neighborhood. It sounded like nuclear weapons were being shot off, but just be careful, okay? I know. It's we're around the 4th of July.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far. Crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. And his mama cries.
Elvis in the ghetto. WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. All right, so you have to go back to work today. Some people took the extra day off. Some people calling in sick with a fake illness. Some people just, you know, sleeping past their work time. The question was, should the traditional five-day work week still be in effect? A lot of people say that sucks, 5 days, you know, we're working 5 days a week. Well, think about this. The country of Greece just switched to a mandatory six-day work week. I don't know if I want to go back to that. There was a shooting last night on Racine Street, 22nd in Racine. We'll have more on that. Stewart's in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with the latest on that. Keep it right here, 631 WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting early this morning in Racine has reportedly left multiple victims injured, with one female suffering gunshot wounds to the chest and stomach. At around 2 a.m., police were called in near 22nd Street and Racine Street, where two initial victims were found and a third showed up at the hospital later. Initial reports indicate several houses and vehicles in the area were hit by bullets. Extra police were called to the scene and to the hospital to control the crowd. We're working on learning more about this developing story.
A 21-year-old man was seriously injured this morning at Case Harmon Park in Racine when a firework exploded in his hand. That caused him to pass out. The first reports say that rescue teams found the man with a makeshift tourniquet on his arm to control the bleeding. He was rushed to the hospital for treatment. Summerfest wraps up its 2024 run this weekend. Headliners include AJR, Maroon 5, and Lil Uzi Vert. Festival goers can take advantage of special promotions, including free admission for food donations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
International guests finding their way to Wisconsin this week for the National Brown Swiss Convention. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. They're all headed towards Brown County. The National Brown Swiss Show started before the celebrated yesterday and will continue with show activities right on through Saturday evening. Josh Hushin is the assistant chair of the National Brown Swiss Convention. He's also past president of the Wisconsin Brown Swiss Association. He says it's just natural for the Brown Swiss to come to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin has more brown Swiss than any other state, and if you're asking me, I'm a little biased. I think we have the best brown Swiss in the country as well. So the way that we'll celebrate that is a couple things. The first is that we're going to give our youth a chance to show their animals to really a global audience, because we have attendees coming from Switzerland, from Italy, and from South America. They'll have a chance to show off the hard work that they're doing with their cattle to a global audience and get feedback and compete with their peers to see where they're at. The second do then is to visit some local farms. So we've got three farms that we'll take tours to.
There you go. Bet you didn't realize Wisconsin had so many brown Swiss. That's Josh Hushin, assistant chair of the National Brown Swiss Convention. He stresses that it is open to the public and they welcome anybody to come on by. The animals are at the Brown County Fairgrounds in Green Bay. Their convention happening downtown Green Bay at the KI Center.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain Herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
On Wednesday, barrel cheese was up 2 1/4 at 190 and a quarter. 40-pound black cheese was at 190, double A butter down a quarter, still at 313 and a half per pound. One crop that's already being realized in Wisconsin, our cherry crop. Jim Sequest from Sequest Orchards in Door County says it's a big crop this year. He said normally they've got room for about 15 million pounds of Wisconsin cherries, and he said right now they're just about at capacity. They started pick your own as of this week. They'll bring in mechanical harvesters to get the rest starting July 11th. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon, with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at any point here throughout the day. Our high 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
My favorite holiday is April Fool's Day. And some people try and bring me down, say it's not even a holiday. I think that's the greatest holiday there is because the way it's structured. Because on April Fool's Day, you play a prank on a friend of yours, and then you yell the name of the holiday at them. You guys feel me on that, right? I don't see why we don't celebrate every holiday like that. Like, who set fire to my mailbox? Happy Valentine's Day! You're the one!
It's romance, plain and simple.
You make my heart sing. You make it.
think I love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Use it much when it was around. Yes, I was around when Groovy was around, but still, I would like to go back to that. So when somebody comes in and says to me, hey, I like that song, hey, Groovy. Groovy seems so archaic today, but that was a good word for its time. I know a lot of people take Ozempic. They take it for diabetes, but now it's like a weight loss drug, Ozempic, right? So as you're taking your Ozempic this morning, I don't want to depress you. But, you know, helped a lot of people lose weight. So hopefully this isn't true. But a study found one possible side effect, sudden blindness. I mean, this every time they find something that works, there's always something bad that goes along with it. 6:39, the sun is out, the clouds are gone. It's 68 degrees here at Radio Park at WRJN with Linda.
Feeling better now that we're
I'm telling you that. baby, you're no good.
Some artists write songs about people. You know, Taylor Swift does that all the time. She writes songs about past boyfriends, past loves, so forth. How'd you like to have that song written about you by Linda Ronstadt? You're no good. Oh, Linda wrote that about me. Oh, really? Okay. A study found no one trusts profile pictures on dating apps anymore because everyone Photoshops everything. If you ever see my picture, that's what it is. I don't Photoshop. I just... whatever comes out of that camera lens, that's what you're going to get. Look at the lyrics of that song. I don't understand what they're saying in part of it. I'm Don Rose, and it's 646 WRJN local news and timeless hits for you on your Friday morning. Yeah, not Monday. Friday. You know, this morning when I got up, I said I could take the garbage out. Oh, wait a second. It's Friday. I'm very confused. After doors falling off, severe turbulence, and people going crazy on airline flights, comes this news. A Delta flight from Detroit to Amsterdam had to make an emergency landing in New York after passengers were served spoiled food and dozens of people got sick. Now, I'll just add that to the list of why I just can't fly anymore. I mean, the doors falling off for one thing. That's a mechanical thing that really the flight attendants and the people who run the plane, they have no control over that. The food thing's another thing. They can't control spoiled food on the flights. Yeah, I think we got to redo the flying industry. Hey, it's 647 at WRJN, partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 77. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 62. Partly sunny, high 73 tomorrow. Sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, though, on Sunday with a high near 79. Right now, not a cloud in the sky, at least in Radio Park. It's sunny and 68 degrees.
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Mondays are for baseball with Brewers Miller High Life Mondays. Grab your terrace infield or outfield seats for $6 or Loge bleacher seats for just $12, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get yours at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee baseball and Miller Lite.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall, entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. Hey, people are getting geared up for another edition of Salmonorama on the Lakefront starting July 12th and running through the 21st. It's the 50th anniversary. Yeah, includes food trucks, raffles, bands, and of course, salmon, fish. You get all the details at salmonorama.com. Here's Steppenwolf.
I like to dream. Yes, yes, right between the sound machine. On a cloud of sound, I drift in the night. Any place that goes is right. Goes far, flies near. Close your eyes, girl.
look inside the
It's 6:53 at WRJN. We're going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom shortly. A shooting on Racine Street and 22nd. When I was coming in this morning, I saw the emergency vehicles were still there at 5:30 this morning. So he'll have the latest on that. That's straight ahead here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood, you sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Riding Hood.
Aretha, Say a Little Prayer at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits at 6:59. I see Trader Joe's recalled a mango tangerine scented candle. Not because it didn't smell like, you know, mango tangerine, because it could burn your house down. And a bank robber in Florida walked into a Chase Manhattan branch the other day, a Chase branch, and demanded 1 cent.